Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Behar. In this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'chi yamuch achicha u'mataya do'imach, v'chazakta bo ger v'toshav v'chai imach. This incredible mitzvah of lending money and taking care of people who have fallen under difficult financial times. The pasuk says that if your brother becomes poor and his hand, literally his hand, falls with you, in other words, he has no way to support himself, it doesn't matter if he's a ger or a toshav, you have to v'hechazakta bo. You have to help him. You have to strengthen him. V'chayimach, so that he will be able to live with you. The Medrash in Torat Kohanim tells us the following, that the very strange language, v'hechazakta bo, and you shall strengthen him, the Medrash tells us means that even if you need to help him four or five times, you must keep going back and helping him, and keep going back and helping him, and keep going back and helping him. No matter what, your obligation is to keep helping him. The Torah Tamima on that pasuk, it is in Sif Katan Kuf Pei Dalid, explains grammatically why v'hechazakta bo means that you must do it over and over again, no matter what. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Dalid, which tells us that v'hechazakta bo means continual. The help that you give this person is not a one-time thing. The help that you give this person is helping, and if he needs again, you help more, and if he needs again, you help more. That is the pasuk, and that is the medrash. It's a little bit strange why we would need to hear that message on this pasuk. Of course, if he needs help, I have to keep helping him. Why would I even think for a moment that if I helped him once and he becomes poor again, for whatever reason, why would I even think that I can walk away, that I'm exempt? There is a really fascinating story that is told about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was in Vienna in the early 1920s, I believe 1923, when he was there for the first Agudas Yisrael convention. And he lived, he stayed with a man by the name of Rabbi Akiva Schreiber, who was a very big Baal Chesed, a big Baal Tzedakah. And the Chafetz Chaim stayed with him, and of course, when the Chafetz Chaim comes to Vienna, everybody wanted to see the Chafetz Chaim. And it was Rabbi Akiva Schreiber's job, so to speak, to say no and no. The Chafetz Chaim was elderly, he was already in his 80s, and he needed his rest, and he needed his privacy, and of course he needed to learn. But there was one man, a very well-known businessman, from England, and he, with all his resources and with all his influence, he begged this Rabbi Akiva Schreiber, can I please see the Chafetz Chaim, even for a short time? I literally just have a very, very important question that my entire future depends on it. Well, Rabbi Schreiber couldn't say no, didn't want to say no. Here's a important businessman, and has done so much chesed himself that he couldn't say no. So the host invites the businessman to have a meal with the Chafetz Chaim, and he said to him, and the host said to the businessman, as soon as benching is over, I promise you, you'll be able to ask your question. Good. So we have the businessman, we have the host, we have the Chafetz Chaim, whoever else is at the meal, and they're eating. In the middle of the meal, the Chafetz Chaim began saying Tehillim, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, saying this Tehillim. And Okay, very nice. He always did that apparently during meals. Maybe the story happened on Shabbos, I don't know. Anyway, when he finishes the very last pasuk, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti b'veit Hashem. No matter what, says David HaMelech, that even if tov and even though tov and chesed have chased me my whole life, all I want to do is to be with Hashem, learn with Hashem, stay with Hashem, so to speak. Okay, that's the story. Middle of the meal, Chafetz Chaim begins saying these psukim, and at the end of that mizmor, he turns to the guest, who, by the way, the Chafetz Chaim had never met, and the Chafetz Chaim had no clue what the request was, what the question was, what the advice was that the businessman was coming to ask. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim says, it's incredible. What does it mean? Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni. What does it mean? Two very good things. Tov and chesed become my pursuers? Says the Chafetz Chaim, how is that possible? I can understand bad things chase after me, bad people chase after me, but no matter what, I'll believe in Hashem. No matter what, I'll trust in Hashem. But what does it mean when good things chase after me? Says the Chafetz Chaim. And he answers the following question to everybody at the table and directed specifically at this businessman. He says, you know what? Excuse me. Sometimes, even very, very good things turn into pursuers. Sometimes they, so to speak, steal our very precious time. They bother us in our business. Going to visit somebody in the hospital in the middle of the business day makes you lose money. Giving tzedakah makes you lose money. Being nice to people takes time. These take away things. And sometimes they really do turn into pursuers. They really do turn into, excuse the expression, into enemies. But says the Chafetz Chaim that David HaMelech is saying, absolutely not. Even if you think that Tov and Chesed are chasing after you, Be'emet al ta'azveim, do not leave them. Daven to Hashem that Ach Tov v'Chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. We only want these kind of pursuers and no others, chas v'shalom. Because from pursuers of that are Tov and Chesed, don't worry about that. Nothing will happen to you. Just v'shavti b'veit Hashem l'orech yamim. That's it. Embrace the pursuers. It's all right. Emir Hashem, only they will be our pursuers. Good. The Chafetz Chaim says that Dvar Torah, they bench. The guest, the businessman, thanks the Chafetz Chaim and leaves. Well, the host couldn't imagine what happened. Here's this businessman who worked so hard to meet with the Chafetz Chaim. He begged to meet with the Chafetz Chaim. And all of a sudden, at the end of the meal, benching is over, the businessman runs away, leaves. He leaves. Why would he leave? He still has this question, important question. So Rav Schreiber, the host, runs after this businessman, and he says, what's going on here? Ask your question, everything's finished. And says the businessman, sort of Schreiber, the host, the Chafetz Chaim answered my question without me even asking him. I don't need to ask him anymore. I don't need to bother him. I don't need to waste his time. He says, what do you mean? So the businessman says, I came to ask the Chafetz Chaim the following question. I am Baruch Hashem wealthy. I'm Baruch Hashem successful. Baruch Hashem, I have established many gemachim and many places of chesed. It takes a lot of my time. It takes a lot of my money. And I came to the Chafetz Chaim and I said, what should I was going to come to the Chafetz Chaim and I was going to say, what should I do? It's too much for me. I can't. All this chesed, all this tzedakah is too much for me. And it turns out the Chafetz Chaim answered my question. Ach tova chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. Exactly like our pasuk v'chazakta bo. It's very easy sometimes when people do chesed. It's beautiful to do chesed. But at some point we say to ourselves, enough already. I can't do any more chesed. I'm done. Now it's time to focus on me. Now it's time to focus on my needs. And says the pasuk in our parsha, and says the Chafetz Chaim on Tehillim, absolutely not. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. All we want are those kinds of pressures. All we want are those kind of pursuers, so to speak. We're going to keep doing chesed emir tzashem v'chazak debo once, twice, three times, four times, as much as it needs emir tzashem, until there is no need for chesed, so to speak. There should emir tzashem no poor people and no sick people. And emir tzashem, all of our chesed will pay off. And even if it takes a little while, emir tzashem, the chizuk is v'chazak debo. We keep going, we keep going. Emir tzashem, we should all be zocha. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.